You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning and welcome to the SB Nation NFL show. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. It is Thursday, April 15th, 2021. Let's kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL. We're going to begin with some defensive players today instead of the quarterbacks that seem to be getting all the love lately. Pass rusher Jadeveon Clowney signed a one-year deal with the Cleveland Browns yesterday that can be worth up to $10 million, though the exact guaranteed amount was not revealed. Clowney spoke with the media yesterday and was pretty honest about why he's there.
I'm looking forward to this season to prove the guys that I'm back healthy and I still can dominate in this league. That's what I'm here to prove this year.
Clowney did miss half the year last year while playing for the Titans and didn't notch a single sack. In fact, he only has 3 sacks in his last 2 years in the league. But now in Cleveland, he'll be paired with Myles Garrett. Jadeveon, how much is that going to help you on the defensive line?
A lot. I've been getting double teamed off a lot in this league over my career. And I'm looking forward to playing with somebody dominant on the opposite side, like a Myles Garrett, who can draw a double team. Maybe I can go one-on-one.
One Browns player that approves of the move is quarterback Baker Mayfield, who celebrated his 26th birthday yesterday and posted on Instagram, quote, "This is a nice birthday present." Staying on the defensive side of the ball now, free agent pass rusher Aldon Smith is visiting with the Seattle Seahawks this week. Smith returned to the NFL last year after a 4-year absence due to a variety of off-field issues. He started fast for Dallas last year with 4 sacks in his first 3 games, but then finished the year with just 5 total. In Baltimore, the Ravens hosted Justin Houston this week, likely looking for a fill-in now that Matt Judon and Unique Ngakoue are gone. Houston played every game for the Colts over the last 2 seasons and had 69 tackles, 19 sacks, 3 forced fumbles, and 5 fumble recoveries. To Los Angeles we go now, where the news isn't good for future Hall of Famer Aaron Donald. Assault charges have officially been filed against him by DeVincent Spriggs, who also made a criminal complaint against him yesterday. Spriggs says that Donald began punching him after he accidentally bumped into Donald early Sunday morning. Spriggs claims he suffered a concussion and a broken arm and also says he has 16 stitches near his eye. You can see pictures of him on social media. It is ugly. The Rams have said they are collecting information about the situation, and the NFL, which of course has final say under the personal conduct policy, will surely be investigating as well. In other news, the number of lawsuits filed against Deshaun Watson is back up to 22. It was down to 21. It went back up to 22 yesterday. The latest plaintiff, a Houston makeup artist, accuses Watson of sexual assault and harassment during a massage session at her home in September of 2020 and November of 2020. She claims, per the Houston Chronicle, that Watson repeatedly asked her to touch his penis during the massage. The lawsuit also claims, among other things, that Watson tried to kiss the plaintiff and groped her. A couple other stories for you. Mike Garafolo of NFL Media reports that kick returner Cordarrelle Patterson is visiting the Falcons, and he's likely going to sign with that club. Patterson spent the last 2 years with the Bears and appeared in every game the team played over that span, where he averaged almost 30 yards per kick return with 2 touchdowns. In case you're wondering, he has 8 career kickoff return touchdowns. That is tied for the most in NFL history with Josh Cribbs and Leon Washington. The NFL and the NFLPA continue to spar over whether the league's newly released off-season program schedule is safe enough in a COVID-19 world. The league released a modified schedule on Wednesday that didn't include any on-field work until May. The NFLPA responded to that release with a statement of their own, quote, "The NFL's announcement does not address any of the concerns raised by the players. As players, we are making informed decisions about exercising their rights to not participate in voluntary off-season programs. It is our recommendation that due to the injury data, continued threat of COVID-19, and the lack of a comprehensive plan to protect players, that the safest decision would be to not attend any in-person club-organized activities at your club." Multiple teams have already pledged not to attend all voluntary workouts. That is the latest news in the world of the NFL on Thursday, April 15th, 2021. If you haven't subscribed already, the time is right. Take 5 seconds. Do it now, please. And thank you. Drop us a rating and a review if you like what you hear. And stay tuned later today for The Look Ahead featuring myself and RJ Ochoa. We are going to dive into some NFL draft props for you with Kate Majuk of DraftKings Nation. I want to help you earn a little coin of the realm 2 weeks before the draft. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk tomorrow.